is good. Even though I love it, I've imagined about the good. Come learn a black Gemara. We have Yud Gimel on the base. The Mishnah yesterday's Gemara. Ain poichsin mishnei masa levim. They gave it to you. You're the Chalevi. Ain poichsin mishnei masa levim. Not less than 12 levim. Even though Duchim standing on the platform, umaysifin ad oilam, but there's no max. In a kot nichin lazor lavoida, you can't have a child coming in to do a help assist in avoida. Ela b'shor shalavim oimrim b'shir. They can only join in the song, and even then, v'lahir oimrim b'nevel b'chiner. They didn't say with instruments. Ela b'peh. They can only sing. K'dei liten tevel b'nima. Kids' voices are sweet and melodious, and it adds some spice to the. To the song. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov Aimer ain't oilin l'minyan. They're not part of him. When we said 12, you can't then incline the school child. Ain't oilin duchen. They don't even stand up on the platform. We're just doing a little yeses gemara. Ella, but others, they stand on the ground. They stand on the ground. Because they were standing on the ground, they were young and they were short. V'roshayin bein ragel alvim. So their heads ended up somewhere like at the knees and they were in the back. V'tzadi halavini kren. They were called the pains in the neck. We'll soon see why. Talking about a honey, can I get me? Why 12? What about a papa? Can I get tissue? Can I? We have 9 harps, shnei nevolim, and 2 nevolim, which we said was either bagpipes or some kind of bellows or a lyre. But tzal telechet, and one symbol, shnei, it says, who a bon of the echov shnei masa, he and his children, and everybody else is 12. So see a total of 12. And I got nichnis lazor la voidel of my name and on me only for singing. I'm a Yechon, I'm a credit positive by Yam, Yeshua Bonov. Yeshua stood there and his children, and his brother, Kadmiel, Lubonov, and Kadmiel and his children, and Bnei Yehuda, Ke'echod, they all sang together. They sang, Al Isa HaMelocha, for those people doing Melocha in the base of Migdash, base of Lakim. So you see, the children also joined in. La Yahimri, Lai Beneva, Lai Bekinner, Peh, they sang. The Membra, it seems to me that Navel and Kinner are two separate instruments. We said navel v'chinner. Lema masnis and leikab. In fact, when we say there's a machlekes, what navel is? If navel is similar to a harp, or navel is like we said yesterday, back 2 days ago, a bagpipe, a bellows. Rabbi Geshem said it was a bagpipe. Rashi seems to say it was bellows. The Tani we learned, Abu Dhabi says, Kino shall migdash, the harp of the base of migdash shall shivas, nimim, so chassidus brings down, was made up of 7 strings, which is tevash, and then it says, Soiva samachas, fills himself with simchas, panecha, altikra, soiva, elasheva, 7. Vishal, you might say, Mashiach, shmaina, Mashiach's harp will be 8 strings, lamayim, not tevash, and then it says, lam natech, alashmina, they'll sing on the 8th, al nima shminish, on the 8th string. Shall Olam Habu Zesser, Olam Habu go be 10 strings, which is baby yanch. And it says, Ali Osav, Ali Novel, Ali Higoyim Bechiner. Vayim, it says, Hoyd Lashem Bechiner, Benevel, Osav Zambulay, Osav's 10 strings, they will sing with it. Shiloy Shechodosh. And as Rashi explains, very interesting Rashi here, let's do this Rashi here, but the difference, how do you know it's talking about Osav Lavi after Tchiz HaMesim? So Rashi says, Mashiach is lost in loving. So you see, Tchiz HaMesim is not the same time as Mashiach. But Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi, Benevel Osir. So I know we're talking about Olam Haba, the first Rashi on the Gemara. Shall Osir Nimin 10 strings, or Olam Haba Mishtrai. We're talking about Olam Haba, Bidachsiv, it says, Shir Chadosh Lashon Zocher. There's a difference, it's a Shir Chadosh or Shir Chadosh. What's the difference? When it's in Lashon Zocher, Shir Chodesh, the Shirus HaOlam Hazeh, Lashon Nekeva. When you describe song today, it's Shir Chodesh. Why? What's Chilik Shir Chodesh or Shir Chodesh? Says Rashi, Kedama b'mechilta, it says in Mechilta, Kishem, Shir Nekeva, Zu Yoyledes, on Nekeva, if it's Lashon Nekeva, it can give birth, is Kach Chuas, Alolu, Saif, and Leila, Tzoris. Even though we're going to have all these chewers, there'll be tzaddas coming in its train. So Shirah Chadasha is the song you described. At the moment, we're very victorious, but Chas V'Shalom, Rahman Islam, there's going to be some problems afterwards, and so on. It continues. Abu Shir Shalom Haba Loshen Zachar. Loshen Love will be Loshen Zachar. She'enu Yoylev, no more tzaddas. So when we in davening we say Shira Chadasha, Shira Gul, Shira Gadol, the Shira Chadasha. That's just telling us. That's the Shira Gadol. Exactly. So it's a song that unfortunately we'll have to sing again and again because there'll be new tzaddas and new songs
so
and new tzaddas.
So why do we daven for this? Why do we ask Shira Chadasha, Shira Gul? Why do we mask this in
here? We know there'll be tzaddas. Chalpachas is going to be a victory afterwards. So it's very interesting, Rashi. And yeah, and Shira Chadasha, remember Rashi, because negated how God in the Pesach Rabbah, we'll have more time right now. Tell you what about Rabbi Lezman, Yaakov, I'm in the Minyan, I'm part of the Minyan, in Tonda we learned, V'soyad delevi on your crime, children who used to join in the choir are called supporters, doing yesterday's Gemara, as we started. Yeah. I call the supporters of Levim, the Tana Didan, an our Tana. Kivan Dahani Cotton Kalai, they have a very thin voice. The children don't have a baritone voice, they have a soprano voice. The Hani of Kalayu and the adults, they have the baritone voices. Hani Mekatati, the children have, they can lower the voice. Vahani Le Mekati, and these cannot lower their voice, cannot make any thinner. Korlitzadi, the pain, because you show us up, you sing so much nicer than we do, and we don't like it. You ever hear a chazan who invites another chazan to join him, and if the second chazan is nicer than the first chazan, you see what happens, it'll always, it won't end up good. It won't happen in a good way.
Maybe it's because people sing at different ranges with their voice. Yeah. Now, for some people, it's comfortable to sing in a certain...
That's right, I'm saying, you can sing a high pitch.
So the children always sing much higher. And you try, if there's a kid singing, you try to sing along with it, it's difficult. It's painful. Maybe that's part of the pain that they caused them.
Could be, yeah, can't reach a pitch. Hadun aloch en yeroch in a new pedic. Yesh be'erich. Okay, this pedic was all about mins and maxes. The next one is all about leniencies and stringencies. That the tailor gives fixed amounts, and therefore sometimes it turns out to be it's a chumrah, sometimes it turns out to be a leniency. So when you go through a number of mishnahs to explain other examples. Sorry?
Rashi says that the Levim couldn't keep up with the...
Couldn't raise the voice, I think, yeah. So the Mishnah Yesh be'erchin, when the laws of erchin are fixed amounts, I say I'm giving the erich of that gender, that person, and whatever gender that is, whatever age that is, it's fixed amount. We don't sit down and evaluate how much is that person worth in the slave market. So Yesh be'erchin lahokel hachmir, it was the achuza. When it comes to us, the achuza is a property that you inherited, and the din is when you inherit a property that it comes back to you on your evil, regardless, and you come and you buy it back on your evil. The tailor gets fixed amount, zera chaymer sa'idim, that, you know, an area that you can plant a chaymer, which is a 30 saw kur, we call it a kur, of barley, which is a 30 saw, which is a 7,500 square amas, because a saw is 50 by 50, right, which is 2,500, multiply by 30 is 75,000 square amas. No. So when I want to buy a bag of potato sets, so every year it's like $50 for 49 years. So it's a dollar. It's a seller and a pundian. If let's say I take it back the 10th year, I only pay minus 10, a fifth or whatever it is. You calculate according to the years, but each year is one seller and one pundian. That's day achuza. But day mikne, if I bought a field from somebody, then I unsold it. If I want to buy it back, I got to buy market price. Whatever the market price is. Could be a chumra, could be a kula, as we'll see. It does. Then yeah, we'll go back to the original owner. Yeah, that's if you sold it, not if you were makdish. We'll see. If a shirt hamuid shehemi se'ev, the Torah says you always got to pay 30 shkolim. There's a chumra kula. Mishnah will explain lahokel lahachmen. But oynus a mafate v'moitzi shemra, and therefore in this pedik will go into all the laws of moitzi shemra, which is fascinating. By an oynus a mafate moitzi shemra lahokel lahachmen. Again, all of these fixed amounts, $50 or $100 are all fixed amounts, regardless of who the girl was and what her status was. Yes, but erchin. Now the mishnah will spell out case by case. The first mishnah we'll talk about erchin. Yes, but erchin. The hokla hach b'keitz said echad shehedich has hanosh b'sof. You mighty, the most handsome person. Interesting. We're talking about features there. When luchedi, you think you're mighty, the strongest person, the most skilled person. Luchedi has more value. But the mishnah uses examples. I don't know why, of somebody who's very handsome or v'esakish, who's the ugliest person. In the slave market, I guess features maybe count a little bit as well, because you want to give it to your shivchura.
I thought we understand the thing.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
He's 20 years old.
That's exactly what he's saying here. Regardless of how handsome or how ugly, you'll always pay the same amount. But when it comes to the male, I'm going to pay the value, big difference. What's this person going to be worth? But I would have thought that what matters more in the slave market
is the strength, the skills,
then rather than the looks. You're not hiring me for my looks. My partner's always saying, you don't hire anybody for the looks. Anyway, echad in Rabbi Sov, echad in Rizal, nois in chamishim salah, you give $50, imam ar harei domo volay, nos in the shevet chavyo. But when it comes to domo, you're going to pay the difference. Says the Gemara, yesh be'erchen lahokal u lahach, mekeitzat echad shehelich. Why does it say be Yisrael? But Yisrael, im be'ovek echavim lo'i, it sounds like him here, that the nedech, the person that you're talking about, must be Yid. If you remember, we had a machlekes a week ago between Amei and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's the Meirich, a goy cannot be Meirich, but a goy could be nedech, or a goy cannot be nedech, but it could be Meirich. And the fact that the Mishnah uses a yid for nerech sounds like our Mishnah paskins that a goy cannot be nerech. So the Gemara lema must listen to leker ameyah. Let's say our Mishnah does not follow ameyah. That not every chovin ameyah says nerech. He could be on the receiving end of a loy meirech. And here the Mishnah says that nerech is only yid. Says the more interesting thing. If you'll tame it ameyah, you can say it's ameyah. Who adin? The same thing applies. The same thing applies that even a goy also can be nerech. So why does Mishnah say Yisrael? Because what's the example we give? Handsome and ugly. And teacher, we learned that the Zohar, El Milsa Agavuch, Kamashlo, and Kirav Yehuda, Marad, Huda, Zanay Marav. Omer, Yehuda, Marav, Huda, Zanay Marav. Osir la Adam Sheyemir is forbidden to describe a goy at Kamano Kananizi, how, you know, a lot of flatter a goy, how handsome this goy is. Well, why not? Because there's Loisachonim, Loititin Lem Chain. You're not allowed to flatter them. And that's the Mishnah teaching you. This example of Noah and Kir, we're not going to talk about a girl, we're talking about a Yid. Gemara, so why don't you say, Belisnes HaNoah Shebisrael, V'Zakir Shebeknanim? You're allowed to say, if a girl doesn't look, you're allowed to criticize a girl, you're not be flattering. So say, the handsome by Yid, or the Kir, the ugly by a goy. So the Gemara, Bechad Umme Kamaydi, we want to talk about one nation. So the Gemara, Bechad Umme, Betrei Umme Kamaydi, we're not going to start with the Yid and then move to the goyim. I would talk about Yid, talk about goyim. We learned, it doesn't matter whether you're the most important of the kohenim, whether you're the smallest of the Eden, it's always a fixed amount in the Braisa. No, you're talking about two different nations, kohenim, Yisraelim. It's one nation. It's one nation. So how are these kohenim, these aren't kohenim? Elabad, Mekadish, who, the Kedisha kohenim, where they're holier. Now, this is a very interesting debate here. Because there's a big shaila. I told you last time the shaila the machlek is regarding a kohen and a levi. The same price as a kohen Yisrael. Is a kohen a Yisrael, but he's one step above, or a kohen is a separate entity altogether? And you see here from the Gemara's Tatsin or Makshin, the Gemara's Tatsin is that this is one umma, and the Makshin thought of two umma. What was the Makshin thinking? Because he wanted to say that a kohen is not a Yisrael; it's a different entity altogether. And the Gemara says back, no, that a kohen is a Yisrael with more kedusha. Not a separate entity. So here we have right here that Shakla Vitalia.
Does that mean every time it says Yisrael, Yisrael,
no, that's a generic term. Yisrael, you have, what other word do you have?
Right, so.
But in halacha status, what is a koyin? Bibois Ema. Another answer is Aidi the Kaboy Lemisna Sefer. Because the next Mishnah we're going to learn about is De'achuze, to be Yisrael of the Mishkachel. The whole din of De'achuze applies only to a Yid, but you have the Mishkachel. It doesn't apply to a Goy. The Lab Bnei Achuze, Ninu, they don't have Achuze, they don't have this inheritance. We talk about Yid here. What do you mean they don't have inheritance? The text asks the question, Goyim also inherit, we look at Mark Kedushin, that Goyim inherit their parents' Mahatayda. So Teza says, but they didn't have a share. The Teza, interesting Teza, three lines on top. Mekamakim loy hoyu lehem hachuzah ba'aretz. They have no share in Eretz Yisrael. The din zeh loy shayach. The whole din of zeh achuzah that, you know, has a fixed amount. Kiyim be'Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah hi atluy ba'aretz. It's a mitzvah. That, what exactly is a mitzvah? I guess when you buy it back, the arrangement that you have. But even if he owned the land and he died and passed on to children, he doesn't have an inherent, the Tater doesn't recognize his bailus as an inherent bailus, doesn't have a din of achuza. Sorry? Yeah. Okay, next mission. Now, what's the story of the achuza? Ketzad. Echad Hamagdish. Again, we'll give an example. No matter what the field is, it's always fixed, right? Bezer Achay Masayim. So Echad Hamagdish Becholas Hamachoyz. Whether you are Magdish, you may consecrate a section of land surrounding the city, which is not as chashuv as the ones that's inside the city. The Echad Hamagdish BePardesayz Sachasti. Whether you're Magdish, the orchards of Sachasti, which is considered very expensive. Nice, and you still have to give the same fixed amount when you want to buy back. Zera chaymas ha'oidim. We take the measurement that I told you is 30 saw a kud, although that you can plant a chaymer of barley, and bechamisha shel kesef. If it's 49 years, it's worth $50, and then if you lose some years, you deduct that. But if they mikne, if I, Reuven, sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon unsold it to Levi, then if Shimon wants to buy back from Levi, he has to pay the market value. Rabbi Lezer says, Echad de Mikne, the Echad de Echuse. They both have the same dinim, the Wah, that you redeem it with 50 shkolim. So what's the distinction between us de'echud and mikveh is regarding the original owner. If he wants to buy a bag, does he have to pay the extra surplus of a fifth or a quarter, which becomes a fifth? Inherit a field, he has to give a fifth. But when it comes to buying a field, he doesn't give that extra fifth. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna is of the opinion, Higdish sodem meleya ilanus. If I gave Higdish, I consecrated Higdish my field, and I consecrate also the fields, the trees that are on the field. Kishu poiden. Now he says, when a person is, we had a Gemara in Barbasra about moicher, ba'ayin yofa moicher, ba'ayin ro moicher. When a person generally sells, are you generous? And I give you things even though I didn't state them explicitly in the contract or not. And the same question is, and then we had to say that even those who hold that moicher la ba'ayin yofa moicher, when it comes to a hegdish, there's another machlekes. When you're donating to the base of media, are you being generous, overly generous, or not? He says we're being overly generous. And overly generous is not only in the examples Gemara gives there, but even here. I'm donating the field and the trees. But I want that the trees should be counted separately so that the field, when I collect it back, I have to pay only the calculation of, you know, chamishim zera, chayim zera, chamishak lakadish. When it comes to the trees, we're going to treat the trees as it's not part of the field, and therefore you have to buy back at real value, which is always going to be more than what the Torah said. I donated them together. That's what Rav Huna says. But a person is being generous, it's as if he donated separately. Kishur poydin, when it comes to redeem them, poydin lanas b'shavim. When it comes to the trees, you pay the full value. And then v'choizdiru poydin karka, and then you go ahead and redeem the property according to the Tatus laws, which is bei zera chaymas oydin b'chamishim shekel kesef. So the Gemara, Alma, what do we see from here? We can only conclude, kesov Rav Huna, the opinion, odom magdish b'ayin yofa magdish. A person who makes hegdish, he's very generous. I don't understand how.
Give something to
Hektish,
it's also only for 50 years?
Yeah, unless you don't buy back, and then it goes to the coin. Hektish is different than the selling. No, but someone else comes first and have to sell them. If you buy it back, you're going to pay a penalty.
The Chaimish.
That's because you had the shower. No, that's because that's the rules of
the Tatar. That's what Tatar says. It says first of all, Mishnah. Whether you, you know, the surrounding property of the city, which is worth a lot less. Now, a pardes is an orchard that has trees and has, let's say, a vineyard. It has trees and it has ground, it has everything. And yet the Mishnah says, sounds like for the vines and side for the karka, you give that standard amount. That when the Mishnah says per pardisas, it doesn't mean there was an actual vines there. It was a section, an area in that city that's good for vines, and you bought a shetach of land that you can plant vines there, but you actually didn't. So therefore, the Mishnah is not talking about redeeming the vines. Says he motivated. Okay, another abraise beis zera. It says that the bezera place that you planted, only a bezera, only a field that you planted, you know, grains. What about zdegafani, a field of vines? Uzdekanim, a field of reeds, uzdeilon, a field of trees. Menayin, how do you know that the same thing applies to them as well? This cheshbon of chaymer zera, chaymer soedim. It says in the Pasuk, Sada. It says in the Pasuk, V'im is there, Chuzasai. So stay means any field. Mekol Mokim, any kind of field, whether it has trees, is populated with trees or not. Obalei. So we see clearly from here that that even though the fields and the trees there, you redeem it with Bezera Chaimus Oidim Bechamisha Shako Kokadish. So he says, Shaka Kesef, Amalei, Hachinami, Poyde Bechayze Poyde. What he's saying here is, you poyde the field for the fixed amount, and then you poyde the vines for the value, the market value. So first you do the trees, and then do the karka. So when it says here, Sodom, Mekomok, I mean any kind of field, whether what grows on it, I don't care. But what are you getting this cheshbon of a chaymer only on the field itself, not on the trees? That you have to redeem first for its true value. Says the Gemara, Esau asks a question. Higdish shal zloishi lones. I'll ask you a question. You makdish three trees. You makdish three trees in Mata Sodom Beisah. We learned already in a number of places that you can be makdish when do we consider that the land between the trees are included. If you can have 10 in a base saw, 50 amas, we can plant 10 trees in a certain distance from each other, an equal distance. So then when you sell the property, you also include the land between the trees as well, because the trees need some land for nourishment and it's for sustenance, so therefore the land is included. When I say 10 trees in this shetach, the land comes with it. If I sold you 3 trees, as long as the 3 trees are spaced out, that if I would have continued, I could have had 10. Then what happens is, if I shloish ilonis, if I sold you 3 trees, sorry, higdish, I was makdish 3 trees, mimata asol beisa, from a thing, it would have been 10 trees there growing in a beisa. So just like in when you sell it, you include the land in between. Over here also the land between is included. But then it says, when you redeem it, it says clearly here, and we're talking about the trees. What about the trees are tighter together? So then they're not going to survive. We'll definitely have to cut out one of the trees. Or you're more spaced out, so you don't really need the karka in between. You mark this one tree at a time. So the karka between the trees are not included. And if you space them together, then the tree in the middle is not included either, because that tree is going to be pulled out. It's not going to survive. It's not going to survive. You makdish the trees, but achikach higdish karka, then you makdish the property because you poide silon b'shavin. Here you makdish them separately. So when you makdish them separately, that's when we say, well, the trees, when you makdish first the trees, then you have to redeem them according to market value. And then you go turn to the karka, whatever karka you donated. So what is he from here? We see in the beginning over here, the Braise says clearly that if you pay, it says we have 3 trees. You donate 3 trees, the karka is donated with it, and when you redeem it, what are you redeeming? The trees. You're redeeming according to this calculation. Kasha Ravuna. So if you don't want to answer the same thing here, that we're talking about the karka, like between the trees that you redeem the tater structure, but the trees themselves, market value. Since the sefer spells out that since you sanctified them, you consecrated them separately, that's when you redeem them differently. When you consecrate them at the same time, you redeem them all in the same way. Who is this Reb Shimon? The Amo says, Magdish, Ba'ayin Ro, Magdish. He says here, this is Reb Shimon who says, when a person is Magdish, he's Magdish, Ba'ayin Ro. That's right. People don't exactly. So that's the author of this Braise. Therefore, I don't want to give the trees until I spell it out. The trees are separate cheshbon. The time we learned, where do we know that Shimon holds Ayin Ra? We learned Hamakdish as Hasod. If somebody Makdish consecrates the field, Higdish as Kula, the entire field is included. The trees, everything else in the field. Now Shimon Amelah Higdish. The only trees that are included are trees that Mamish need a lot of nurturing. For example, Elachruv Hamurkev. Only a box tree, a carrot tree that you mark of it. So because of old trees, and now you added some new branches, some young saplings to it, and they're old trees. They need a lot of, and they're very big. They're large. These are big trees, or a sycamore tree. So there's a sycamore tree that's been aged. So they are much bigger, larger than normal trees, like the red oaks in California. Much larger than normal trees, and they need a lot of moisture to sustain them. So that's otherwise all other trees, the ground doesn't come with it because magdish b'ayin ro magdish. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, if it's Rab Shimon Klepnish, aim a safer, then look at the last case of the Braise. It says that you want to say Rab Shimon, who says people are not generous. If you mark the trees, and then you mark the property, the land. So therefore, one is you do first the trees, which is the value, market value. Poyde, Silon is Bishavi, and market value. And then the land, the problem is, Rav Shimba says, we don't care what you did at the time of when you consecrated it. We care at the time when you're redeeming it, what's the story? If at the time you're redeeming it, they both were hegdish, then you treat it as one unit and you pay whatever the market, the law is now. So according to Reb Shimon, in the last case of the Mishnah, if you first makdish the trees and then you makdish the karka, but now when I want to be paid, what's hegdish? Side the trees and side the karka, then I should pay the full amount. And if Reb Shimon said, why you tell me in the Mishnah that at first I redeemed the trees and market value and then I redeemed the property? But Reb Shimon said, you look at it now and now they're both mukdish. Read Reb Shimon, lazel. And Reb Shimon's made if you clearly stipulated I'm going to be makdish the trees and the trees are kodesh. Read Reb Shimon, lazel, boss a pigeon. You should look at the time when you redeem it. Velifriku agavarayu, the tree should be like the land. In fact, when you paid the tree, the land, and that fixed amount, the trees come with it. Why? We didn't know that. The Shimon, the Shimon, the Ozlo, the Pinab Shimon, you go look at it now. The time we learned a very interesting machlekes. It says the pasuk ve'im is there chuzasay asher ainim miktes there chuzasay sorry ve'im is there miknasay asher loim is there chuzasay. The Torah spells out if you sell a property that you or you makdish a property that was a stay mikn that you purchased, not as there chuzot that you yashin. Why the Torah spell out okay, if you bought it then you didn't yashin it? Why did you have to spell it out? So the machlek is here in the Mishnah and the Rabbi said what it means. Minayin, opinion number one. Minayin, how do you know the lekeach sodim of if I bought a property from my own father, the hegdesha, and I made it hegdesh. I made it hegdesh while I was in the position of buying. I bought it, and then nochdem v'achgach meis ovi, the father passed away, so now it turned into as deachuzer. So how do we treat this field? When I sold it, I made hegdish. Yeah, so, but when I made it hegdish, I didn't yashin it if I was still alive. So when I made it hegdish, all it was a zdei mikne. When I then want to redeem it, it's now a zdei chuzza. Now, a zdei mikne, the Mishnah says you pay the full market value you want to buy back. A zdei chuzza, you only pay the fixed amount. So what am I doing now? Yeah, but you already sold it before, you already marketed it before your father died. So this is the question. So machlekes. Minayin shet hehele fund of dechuz, and now it turns like Yehuda just said, it turns into a yashin field. Tamalayim, it says a pasuk. Im as dea miknos ashulayim as dechuz osay. What do you mean? Sadish ain't a ruil is dechuz. At the time when you sold it, it still already had a potential that your father might have passed away, and you would have yashin this field. So that field had a shaychus as dechuz because it was your father's field. If you wouldn't have bought it, you would have yashin it. So when Taylor says Shalom is there chuzos, it doesn't mean that right now it wasn't yashin. It means that even it didn't have a potential to ever be yashin. It wasn't your father's field, but if it was your father's field and you made it hegdish and then tomorrow it became Yerusha, it's treated like it's there chuzos. Yotzuzusha ruyel is there chuzos at the time when you sold. So Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, hold, you look at the time when you want to redeem it. Since right now it's there chuzos. That's how more than standard. Right now, there chuz. We look at it right now, and therefore you pay the fixed amount. Rav Meir says no. He says stop trying to roll. Rav Meir says in that case, you sold it while it was there, making it. You buy it back market value. I was pshat and pasuk. I'll tell you the pshat and pasuk is. What happens? Minayin lelokeach son aviv. You bought a property from your father. Vameis aviv. So when you bought the property, you bought it as they make it. Then your father passed away. And now it's a Yerusha, and the Achach edition, then you're makdish it. That's the case. Now, why do you need a pasuk for that? Who cares? You bought it yesterday, and now the father passed away, and he didn't move anywhere. It's a Yerusha. So, no, Rameya said, we would have thought that since, as far as ownership is concerned, it makes no difference if I bought something or I asked something. My ownership is exactly the same. So, since it came into my rishus as a purchased property, when my father passed away, nothing really changed. So, therefore, there was nowhere for it to be chal. Maybe it doesn't have a din of Yerusha because it's already mine anyway. That's how I would have thought. So the pasuk tells you no, that even though it's already yours, it now becomes a de'achuzah. What's the logic in that? Because it seemed that retrospectively it was always your field. Because when does Yerusha start? Yerusha, the Gemara and Ksubis and the Ayin Hey, I'm involved in the Rishonim, they're talking about if a Yerusha is like Yesh Breda. I mean, I already owned the property when it was my father's, as long as he didn't sell it. The question he sold to me. So, anyway, Tavolach says pasuk im as dei miknasi. He uses the same pasuk actually loim as dei achuzasi. Sada she'enas dei achuzah, a field that didn't turn into a yerusha. Yotzezush is dei achuzah. This inception. You're a gentleman, even though you won't.
Don't believe what my wife says.
Sorry. The thing is, you already bought it before he died. Yeah. Physically, practically speaking, you know, we don't know which is going to be end up with yours. Which part are you going to end up with? Anyway, he used the positive for that. This field here, even though you bought it, but now it's their chuzah. So ilu Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, I feel the hegidesh you makdash it. Va'achekach meis over the father died. They are chuzis. Can say Yerusha. My timer. What possible logic is in Rabbi Shimon? Must be imishum kro. If the pasuk kro lemeir lasa, you always try to minimize the chiddush in the pasuk. I would use the pasuk like lemeir that's talking about that you makdash it after your father died, and it turned into achuzah, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Ela lab mishum the ozel bas opinion. The logic is you look at now when you paid it. The fact is right now it's a Yerusha. That's how we treat it. So going back to our case over there, if you makdash the trees first and then you makdash the karka, when I want to redeem it, the fact is right now this entire property is mukdash, is consecrated to Beis HaMikdash. So l'chayda, I should be able to use this the cheshbon of Beis Zera Chay Mesayim. Because right now, who cares at the time when you were makdash it, you did trees first and the karka afterwards. But now, you look at Shas B'diyah. So how can the author of that b'raisa be Rav Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda, you know, you got it wrong. It's not that smart at all. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they found the pasuk in the Dashan. Why? It's the very same pasuk of Meir. They don't like Meir's Rasha because he became so. If it's Meir, im es zdei miknosai, asheloy achuzosim. It's a field that you bought. It's not a Yerusha. My misday. What's the mi? Mi means that even if it's remote, a remote connection to zdei achuzah, it already has a dinim of zdei achuzah. When you're a remote connection, because when you made it hegdish, your father didn't die yet. So right now your relationship to this karka as Yerusha is remote, far away. That's what it means. Oh, my papa's a papa. What about hegdish trashi in your makdish a rocky field that you know really can't plant anything? In Bishavin. They already, you don't look at this Beis Zera. It's not a Beis Zera. Remember, I'm telling you, it's a Beis Zera. A Troshin is not a Beis Zera. So, therefore, Bishavin, you use the market value. My time at Beis Zera, Amar Achmona, V'halla Beis Zinun. You can't plant these things. Loi Golon, what happened? The thing is, you made it Hegdish, or normal field. If you made it, what do you call it? If you made it Hegdish and you didn't bother redeeming it for Yevil, Yaitzin be Yevil, it goes to the Koinim and Yevil. Our Gemara is missing the main word here. It now goes back to the Baal HaBos, it goes to the Koinim and Yevil. Very interesting how in Rashi, a lot of the Keplach, the headings of Rashi, have words that we don't have in our Gemara. Especially in Kotchim. A lot of the Rashis have different words.
Different views.
Like Rashi right here. Rashi says, Yaitzin le Koinim be Yevil. Which we don't have in our Gemara. Yeah. So why would Rashi have it different, you know, whoever printed the Gemara, why did he use Rashi? Anyway. My time, what's the reason? Why Take does... My time, why Soda Amar Achmona? Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, why you have Soda, the field, the taste of a field. It's any kind of field goes to the Koinim. The Amar Achmona, Kold Hu Mech, anything, any kind of, sorry, Kold Hu, any kind. What about mochar troshin? That was if you consecrated. What about if you sold it? Now we know when you sell the field, the first 2 years you cannot buy it back. No, you sold it, you got to leave it 2 years with the other person. However, if it was troshin, nigel in pochar, you could redeem it back after 2 years, before 2 years. Why? Because my time mispushne tvuzachmana. It says that you have to leave it for 2 seasons. But there's no seasons there. There's nothing that grows there. I love it, it can grow. What about loy goyalon? You sold it and you didn't redeem back. Is chazeres lebailim be yevil goes back to bailim. And Rashi is en yoytzin lekoyin be yevil. See, Rashi different gisses in the Gemara. It goes back to the bailim and yevil. Right? Even if the gabbai sold it to somebody else, comes yevil, goes back to the original owner. My time, why? Because there's a v'shav lachuz osin. When you sell a property, comes yevil, it goes back to the owner. It doesn't make a different distinction. All inheritance go back. So it goes back. Higdish ilonis. What happened? Sorry? The difference between Hegdish and Mochar. By Hegdish, we say if you don't redeem it by comes Yevil, it stays with the Hegdish, they give it to the Koinim. And you know somehow unfair it is? This is like the luck of the draw. It's only the Mishmar of the Koinim that works on that day, Yom Kippur. That week or that day, even on Yom Kippur, all the other Koinim. Now you know you waited 50 years for this moment.
Isn't Yom Kippur available to any Koin who wants to serve in the Mikdash and come on Yom Tov and serve?
No, yeah, but all of these dinim that goes back, whenever you give the Koinim, they chedim your Koinim. It's the Koinim of that week. So unfair for everybody else. Okay. What about Higdish Ilanu? You makdish the trees. If you makdish only the trees, you redeem them according to the value. My time beis zera amarachmana v'loy ilanus. Only a field, not trees. Like Golan, let's say you makdish it. Kem yevil, you didn't redeem it. Ein yaitzin lekainim beyevil. They don't go to the kainim beyevil. Why? Because v'hoya hasodah amarachmana. The pasuk says that the field comes yevil and it wasn't redeemed. It goes to kainim. This isn't a field. V'loy ilan, not trees. It goes back to the owner. What about mochad ilanus? He sold the trees. Not he makdish the trees. He sold the trees. Ain the goal in pocket. He had to wait 2 years. Why? Could trees bear fruits? My time is shnei tvuas amar achmane v'hani b'nei tvuas ninu. It says years of tvua and they have tvuas, so they have fruits, and therefore it's b'nei tvuas ninu. Loi goyalon. What happens? Comes yevil and you didn't redeem it. Ain choizeres lebailim b'yevil. When it comes to yevil and he didn't redeem it, does not go to the original owner in yevil. Why not? My time of shav lachuzosim rachmana v'loy ilanos. So by fields and not trees. Trees, if you sold them, come back. Oh, my malas, I love you before. He just ilanos. When you for makdish merely the trees, poyde b'shavin, you're at market value. And my wife likachu agav arayu. So why don't we say that the land underneath the tree joins the tree itself? In Hegdish is velifiku agav arayu. So let's say that you redeem the tree the same way as the land underneath it. You can tell me that, well, like we said before, that a person is not very generous. So your makdish is a tree and not the land surrounding it. But you're right, the land surrounding it, we had a machlekes. Somebody sells a palm tree to his friend. From the bottom of the tree until the very upgrown, until the very depth of the earth. All the way down. You own the property all the way down there. So the tree is consecrated together with the land. So why can't you redeem it as land and pay the Beis Zera? We said it doesn't happen automatically. You know when you get the land underneath the tree? Only if you stake a claim. Because I have to say, and that's time of class, I stake a claim saying that you told me the land is coming with it. But if you didn't mention it, the land does not come with it. Says the Gemara, right? They make the shadow because they make the year the value. Tell them we learn. It says in Pasig b'michsas that the kohen should reckon and work out the michsas, the tzol, the counting of the number of the erech until yevil, and that's what he give. Ma bolalame. What's it come teach you? The vision ever says erech chaim esayim chamish because of yochalav. So they make the kohen. I would thought they make should also be the same thing. You know, you work out the fixed amount. Tambalayim and michsas. No, you have to sit and calculate. You have to work out the value. In other words, you work out the value, but remember, I'm not keeping it forever. I'm only keeping it until Yevil. So you work out the market value to have this property for 10 years, the market value to have this property for 25 years, but no fixed amounts. Rabbi Lezer says, no, it says Nemar, it says over here, V'chisha, it says over here, that if somebody, V'chisha, it says, V'im Acher HaYevil, whatever it is, you mark this your field, V'chisha, V'lo HaKoyin HaSakesi, you make a calculation. And it says, B'nem Elhal, it says further on as well, that it says just like over there when you're hegdish is a fixed amount. I've kind of a kotzov. He holds that's in our Mishnah. That's why he argues in our Mishnah. The Rebbe says that there's no difference. Stay mikne, stay achuzah. He has a geshav chishav. Then in both cases you work these fixed amounts. The only difference is if whether you pay that extra fifth or that penalty if the owner wants to take it back. So what's Rabbanon? East Luke Zayda Shava. Do Rabbanon also agree with Zayda Shava? But they use it limited only in Mafkile Lechemish. They use it only to teach you the din that you pay Chemish in both cases. Is that what they use it for? Or do Molesik Zayda Shava Bechalde, Molesik Lechemish? You know, do they argue and they hold that you pay a Chemish in both instances because they have a Zayda Shava, they got to do something with Zayda Shava? Remember, we had traces in the Shabbos that they had a number of Zayda Shavas, but what exactly, which ones are they, or what you learn from them, that's where they can argue or not. So now, did they argue on Chaimish and stay mikna also you got to pay that fifth? Well, they don't hold the Gzei Shav at all. Or they don't hold the Chaimish. So the Gemara, oh, my Rav, Mistabra, let's look Gzei Shav. Probably they don't believe in the Shabbat. But you go to Rachman Chaimish, Gavaz Dei Achuzah. Why? Because you have also the concept of Chaimish by Dei Achuzah. Anyway, the concept of Chaimish got Makdish base of your Makdish your house, Havli Shengel Magechad. So you have two other places where you pay the Tere Kliz, they pay a Chaimish, for Chaimish Magechad, Eim Melamdin. Interesting. And that cancels the Gzei Shabbat. Must be they don't believe in the Gzei Shabbat. You do learn from Tzipsukim. We find some in other places. The Maisa Behema, you find it by Maisa Behema. That if you want to redeem it yourself, the animal, your animal, tenth animal, you have to pay the Chaimish, have the Tuva. So you have a number of them. The Eim Melamdin. Says the Gemara, Tanya. Look, Rabbi, not like his reason. Tanya, mikhsas ha'erkecha, he kishan ha'kosov le'erchid. Ma erchin ein moizu chaymish, if you pay your own edich, you don't pay an additional quarter. After emikne ein moizu chaymish, you don't pay that additional quarter. Says Moravait, Mishnah. Shayda Mu'ed, what's the kulachumra? Shahem is ever killed an eved, lahokalach, makes an echizem, that noshim avodim, the handsome eved. Again, by avodim, who cares about handsome? That's like Yekeir Shabavodi, more the most ugly ever, nice and shleishim, you always pay that fixed amount. Seller. Haim is ben chaydin, but if this shayd went ahead and killed an innocent person or an ordinary person, nice and shavya, there's no fixed amount, you pay the full value. Chava bazeh u bazeh, what happens if you were chayvel, you're only wounded, an eved or an ordinary person? Nois and Nezek Shalom. He's a Mu'ed, he pays the full amount. Even an Eved, if you wounded them, you got to pay the full value, whatever it is that you hurt them. Says the Gemara, it seems that the Mishnah, Mu'ed, in Betam, only by Mu'ed, not by Tam. Lema Mastisin, like Rabbi Kiva, does not follow Rabbi Kiva, the Tam. Rabbi Kiva, even Af Tam Shechaval, but Adam, that even a Tam, that wounds a person. If a person hurt the animal, the animal hurt the person. So you work out, a person always pays Nezek Shalom. An animal, a Tam, pays only Chatzin Nezek. So if the Chatzin Nezek of the animal is greater, the damage the animal did to the person usually is greater than the person did to the animal. And then you work out. If half the damage of the person is more than the damage made to the animal, you got to pay the surplus. Otherwise, you don't. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no. Rabbi Kiva says, even a Tam, Shechavah Be'adam, Mishalom, Be'moshin, Nezek Shalom. That an animal wounded a person, when do we say there's a Tam, only one animal hurting another animal? But an animal hurting a person pays full things. So you calculate full. I feel the same Rabbi Kiva. And now Mishnah makes a distinction between Mu'ed and Tam. So Luchayd, and talk about damaging each other. So Luchayd is talking damaging people. It's not like Rabbi Kiva. And I feel Rabbi Kiva. Who I didn't feel Tam Nami? Tam also. But I did come by the Mishnah Sefer, Hamis Evid. Since he wants to talk about in the Mishnah about killing, Hamis Evid, Hamis Bechayd. And Hamis is definitely the Mu'ed of Mishkachelah, but Tam of Mishkachelah. A Tam killed, everyone is Mu'ed. This didn't don't apply. Mishnah. Mishnah. Oynis ume fate le hokil ula hachme keitzad. Echo, it doesn't matter who you manis, whether you raped upito, you seduced as gedolish and bekuna, the greatest of the kohenim. This is what we had in Gemara before. That's a ktana sheb Yisrael, the smallest among Yisrael, no yichas nothing, nois and chamishim slime. You give 50 slime, regardless of who you raped or who you hurt. Say penalty. But over and above that, you also pay the shame and the stain that you made in the family. By here, it depends on who, because you know what? If what's more important, mevayish or the mizbayish? Because the mevayish himself was a chasher person and damaged you. The machlekes could be, it's worse that if some idiot goes ahead and shames you. Or you say fakert. How do you know you pay boishes begam? Maybe the tachakel is 15. That's it. They're all the payments. People will say boal bas malachim chamishim. If you boil a princess, you pay $50. Boal baset yaitis chamishim, and an ordinary girl, you pay $50. Klepni. So if we know that there are other forms of compensation where that will be reflected of who the person, the victim was, then it's fair. People say, okay, there's one penalty that's fixed for everybody, and which is fair, so everybody's equal. And then when it comes to busha, the fact is, yeah, differences. Amr Abaye says, Yohachi Bezei, Gabi Eved Namri. So why don't we say the same thing by Eved? Yoimru, people will say, is it fair? Eved, like Magolos, you have an Eved who's a diamond cutter, and he's obviously very, very valuable. Shloishim, you only pay 30, and Eved, Oysa Maisa Machad, and Eved, always is a tailor. Is Shloishim giving the same 30? So why aren't there other forms of compensation as well? Elam Rabzeda said, this is the part. What happens if two people raped her? One raped her, not the normal, conventional way, and she says, still a psula. And then echad shelo kedaka v'echad kedaka. Because the second person was raped a psula, he still has to pay. Machlek is a shayinim, for the first one you pay or not. But the second one has to pay. Yoimru, so people are going to say, what happened here? Bob, the fact is, this is the second guy. So it's not as worse. The shame is not as bad. Exactly. Chamishim, Baal, Shlema, Chamishim, and if you're boiled for the first time, also, it's not fair. That's why we decided to give another form conversation where that will be reflected. Was a pariah and he also made 30. So why isn't there other forms of compensation? You have to pay this money because you honor her. You caused the payment. There are other payments as well, but the Kedah is only focusing on one particular payment. You're paying now just for what you for the act. The other forms of payment. Tomorrow we'll learn all about Lashon Hara.